It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Joey LaRocque here once again with the interface by iWebWrestling.com. And this time on the interface, we got a little bit of a motif going here. We're talking about tag teams right now. Because in a very few minutes, I'm going to be joined on the phone by another IYFW star. This time, the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale. And I've been waiting to speak to this man about what was going on back at the Coronation Cup June 25th and what will be happening August 13th, Summertime Brews. But before we get Scarsdale on the phone and all that stuff, let's talk a little bit about the tag team scene here in IYFW. First of all, I got a quick little bit of bad news I need to let y'all know about. It turns out that Jamar Magic Justice has unfortunately come down with a very serious injury. Yes, he's got a dislocated ankle, which is going to put him on the injured list for a good 6, possibly 8 months, so he's not going to be in action here in IYFW. From what I've been told, both Jamar and Loverboy Ricky Williams had a discussion about the future of the Uprising, and they have decided that the team will go on, and Loverboy Ricky Williams will start teaming with another competitor here in IYFW, and the decision was that he would now be teaming up with Shiloh Robinson. So Shiloh Robinson and Loverboy Ricky Williams will now form the Uprising in IYFW, and personally, I just want to send all my best and everyone's best out to Jamar Magic Justice and hoping for a very healthy recovery. We don't want him to rush it. We want him to take his time, make sure he comes back 100% ready to go. Now, I've got two more matches that have been confirmed for August 13th Summertime Brews in Balsam Spa, New York. The first one has been a match signed for the IYFW Tag Team Championships. It will be the Enemy defending the titles against the Killer Steves. That should be a great matchup happening August 13th. And another tag match that's been signed, the combination of the IYFW New Breed Champion, the Pillar Roman Dominguez, will team up with someone we've been talking about a lot here at the interface, Pierre the Beast Vachon, and they will take on the team of the Shaft, Bobby Ocean, and former IYFW champion, Drake Evans. I personally cannot wait to see that matchup August 13th. So two more matches signed for August 13th, Summertime Brews. Get your tickets here at iWebWrestling.com soon. They're going pretty good. We can't wait to see all our great fans in the Boston Area Community Center. And I'm getting the word here. We're just about ready to hook up with Mr. Scarsdale. Okay, yes, I think we've got him now. And Mr. Scarsdale, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mr. LaRocque.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us here at the interface, Mr. Scarsdale. It's been a long time coming. We've been wanting to talk to you for quite some time. We understand you've got a very busy schedule. Mm-hmm. So I do want to personally thank you for taking time out of that schedule to join us here.
And it's a busy schedule, so please don't forget that.
Yes, and we do appreciate that here, as I'm sure all our fans do. Okay, I'm not going to waste any time, sir. I want to get right to the main issue here. And we've been talking about it a lot here at the interface. There's a lot of speculation. Other people have confirmed it, but I want to hear from you. There definitely seemed to be a plot going on at the Coronation Cup June 25th show between you and IYFW Management Representative Harold Touchelet. And I want to ask you right off the bat, sir, straight off, was there something going on between you and Touchelet?
Why would you even ask something like that? I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, people are just convinced that there's some sort of conspiracy when there's something they don't understand. You know, maybe Touchelet knows the good things when he sees it. But unless you have evidence you're willing to present in one way or another, I'm not even going to address that.
Well, sir, I must say, you know, not to cut you off, but the evidence I have is people like Max Burton, who was definitely there. He definitely seemed to be a part of this plan, and he confirmed here at the interface that there was something going on between you and Touchelet. He said he saw meetings in the back with you and Touchelet. He saw you and War talking out things. He was even told, from what he told us, that he had a job to do at ringside at the Coronation Cup show. Do you deny the fact that he was involved?
Well, I saw Max Burton talking to other people backstage, too. So why don't you ask him, well, who he was conniving with before and after the match?
All right, sir. All right. I don't want to ruffle any feathers here. We're just trying to get the story. So from what you're telling me, just to make sure I have this right, you are saying there was absolutely no plan between you and Harold Touchelet at the Coronation Cup show.
Whatever you think that is.
Okay, all right, fine. We'll leave it with that then. But now, I want to ask you about the next show coming up. That's August 13th. You have been signed into a match to take on Vigo for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship.
Right.
This time, it's a submission match. Now, I did want to ask you, you debuted a new submission sleeper hold at the Coronation Cup show, and to go with the conspiracy theorists out there that would say that there was, in fact, a plot of some kind between you and Touchelet, it would seem that this new submission you have feeds right into that stipulation. Is there any connection with that?
How could there possibly be a connection between any supposed conspiracy theory between Harold Touchelet, myself, and a new submission hold? That means nothing. It's a magic bullet that goes nowhere.
Well, I mean, we've had Vigo on the show here, sir. He's been in the studio with me, and he's stated that, you know, he's not the flashy type. Submissions are not really his forte, so it seems kind of ironic.
That's his problem.
Well, I understand that, but I think it's a little ironic that Touchelet signs you into a match against him for the title with a submission stipulation.
If Vigo can't beat a submission, that's his own problem as well. Then he's not supposed to be champion. If he can't win, I'm supposed to be champion. What do you say to that?
Well, that remains to be seen, sir. August 13th will definitely show that. One thing I do want to go back to at June 25th Coronation Cup, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse here. Just one thing that was taking place in the Block A four-way free-for-all matchup. When you had Loverboy Ricky Williams in the sleeper hold I was just referring to, War, who is someone that has been shown you do have a business relationship with him in the past, he handcuffed Drake Evans to the corner post, definitely in a way, it seemed, to make sure Evans was isolated and you would at least win that match to go to the finals. Do you deny the fact that War did that to help you?
War did what he chose to do. He still is his own independent contractor. He was in that match just like myself and Drake Evans and Ricky Williams. So whatever he felt was necessary, he did.
So you don't want to say that you deny that there was any connection business-wise between you and War in that match?
The only connection you saw was when War congratulated me on my spectacular victory.
Okay, spectacular victory. Yes, so you went into the Coronation Cup Finals and didn't win, sir. I just wanted to point that out. That's an actual fact. That's something you can see on tape, so you can't really debunk that theory right there. But anyway, back to August 13th. The other match that's taking place that night of some importance is the In Your Face Rumble match. Now, you have competed in the Rumbles yourself.
Right.
If I just want to take everyone back a little bit, it was back at the 2010 In Your Face Rumble match. You started that match. You were the very, very first entrant. You were first man into that match, and you lasted the entire match until Vigo eliminated you, and you did not win the match, and he went on to face Guillaume Desaad, who was then In Your Face Wrestling champion. Say, sir, that the impossible happens, you might say, that you are not able to defeat Vigo. Would you then look to enter the In Your Face Rumble?
Who wouldn't? I mean, to get that second opportunity to once again regain that position as number one contender, and of course I am already the best contender, I should remain the number one contender unless someone else can step up and prove that they are better than me. I've proven myself a tag team expert. I've well proven myself a battle royal expert given that last Rumble. Might as well just go through the motions and go through it again and keep that number one contender spot for myself until I prove that I am rightfully the In Your Face Wrestling champion.
Okay, well, I think we're getting close to the end of our time here, sir. I want to say I thank you very much for taking that time out of your very busy schedule to join us here on the Interface, and I hope our questions here served you well, and we do appreciate your answers, however questionable they may be. All right, well, there you have it, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale totally denying any connection with a plot of any kind at the Coronation Cup show. Honestly, I can't say I'm surprised by that, but there's nothing you can do about it. That's his side of the story. He's going to stick to it. Well, that's going to do it here for this edition of The Interface. I'll be back again very soon with more match information about August 13th Summertime Brews at the Ballston Area Community Center. For iWebWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.